We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hello, Ivy League.
Look at Yale go, baby.
Go, baby, go.
Hanging right on in with Auburn.
I believe they're the Yale Tigers, if I'm not mistaken. Auburn 24, Yale 23 with 8 minutes left in the first.
A lot of game left. As KU found out last night, yeah. Even if you have a 20-point lead, it doesn't mean you're safe.
Ain't enough. Very quickly, because we've mentioned his name 1,000 times, and this is a sad day here at this company, but a proud day for me. Mark Miller, the Lady Killer, announced today that he is leaving Odyssey.
Yeah.
And I've known Mark since I came here in 1996. Wow.
Yeah.
That sounded weird coming out of my mouth.
Why?
Well, getting old, Sam. Mm-hmm. But guess what that makes me? Number two.
Are you really now the number two longest person in the building?
Yes.
Most tenure.
Now, Johnny Dare technically would be able to lay claim to that. He's been on his show longer than I've been at this company, but they didn't come join us until 1999.
He got out of his car, okay. And he's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay. So Mark Miller was here just barely before I got here, and with him leaving, he is actually joining the Royals to go over to the team, and so that makes me number two behind John Stauffer.
Wow. I don't know whether to be proud of you or...
Scared.
Terrified.
Thank you for the golf clap,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you for the golf clap.
It's good.
We're going to visit with John Sherman, the Royals chairman and CEO, as everybody in, especially in Jackson County knows, but certainly throughout the Kansas City area. Early voting has already started. I believe it's no excuse early voting. So you do not need a reason.
Whenever you want.
Yeah. And then the main vote on the extension of a sales tax, of a 3/8 cent sales tax, for a renovated Arrowhead Stadium and a new Kauffman Stadium is on April 2nd. They have settled on a site in the Crossroads District where the former Kansas City Star Printing Press building was or is. It's still there, right across the street from the T-Mobile Center. And John Sherman, the chairman and CEO of the Royals, will be joining us right after the next break. Mega Millions jackpot has now surged to nearly $1 billion.
All right.
Why settle for a billion when you can have a million?
The Mega Billions.
After no winners were selected on Tuesday night's drawing, the next drawing is tonight, late tonight. There have been 29 consecutive drawings without a jackpot winner. The last jackpot was won on December 8th.
I don't have $2 because I owe one of the sports guys $3.
Why would you owe somebody $3?
We don't talk about Fight Club.
We don't talk about it.
Huh.
But I don't have $2 with which to purchase a ticket. Can you use like a debit card to buy it now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I, for one, did not participate in Fight Club today, so I may be going to purchase a
ticket. I think we, you know what? We should all three go in together.
Hell no.
Yes. You don't want to be financially connected to me for the rest of your life?
Papa rides alone.
I want to go in and be one of those annoying people that's like, let's see. I'd like a 5:31. What is the average time that it takes for the group of people that wants to pick their own numbers, Sam? What would you say is the average or the worst?
Oh God.
If
time sucker.
I'll be honest with you. If they come up and they're like, hey, can you just punch the numbers into the machine for me? I politely say, yeah, there's slips back there.
Yeah.
You don't want to. I have been behind that guy.
And it holds up the entire line.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And they're so efficient there at that place, at what they do, that when someone holds up the line, it's like, come on.
Dana, we have breaking news out of Hollywood.
Oh.
And this is good news.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Adam Sandler apparently is teeing up a sequel to Happy Gilmore.
The sequel no one knew we needed.
Happy Gilmore 2. This is according to actor Christopher McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin.
Yep.
The notorious arch nemesis of Sadler's character Happy Gilmore. Teasing the possibility of a Happy Gilmore 2 during an interview today on Odyssey, that's our parent company, Odyssey's 92.3 The Fan radio show, says Shooter McGavin.
I'll just beat him now. Good luck. Chubbs, I know you're going to help me with this one.
Oh, yes, this, okay, that's the scene at the end where it bounces off 500,000 things. Says McDonald, Shooter McGavin, I saw Adam about 2 weeks ago, and he shows me the first draft of Happy Gilmore 2. Oh, yes, please.
You know, I'm not against it. It's all right.
By the way, I told you, we went and saw Adam Sandler do stand-up.
Yeah.
That would have been in February of last year.
A year ago, yeah.
It was a year ago. And, you know, you and I are big fans of stand-up comedy. I didn't think Adam Sandler was that funny until I went to see him. I mean,
he's a great entertainer.
His movies are fine. And yeah, they're entertaining. I could not stop laughing. He was one of the most entertaining stand-up comedians I have ever seen in my life.
I'm bummed I missed him when he was here, but I would go see him.
So good. It was so good.
Good.
We were talking about Fight Club a little while ago, which is code for illegal gambling here at the radio station.
We're not supposed to talk about Fight Club.
I didn't talk about it. I just was trying to explain what it stands for.
Camaraderie.
Would you care to guess how much Americans will bet on the NCAA tournament?
It's billions.
And this is men's and women's combined.
Oh, God. It's billions.
So it's men's and women's combined. Give me a number.
100 billion. I don't know.
No, that's way too high. Both of you are way too high.
Oh.
3 billion.
You're as close as probably anybody's going to get. U.S. bettors will wager $2.72 billion on this year's men's and women's national tournaments using legalized sports book. According to the American Gaming Association, that is twice as much as bets placed on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, granted, in fairness, the Super Bowl is just one game.
Yeah.
This is, you know, dozens of games. Why are Americans betting so much? There are three reasons. According to Dave Foreman,
because it's awesome,
who is the vice president, and some of them are addicted. Although, ever since I joined Fight Club, I'm telling you, I'm replacing one vice for another, and it is not good. More people are expected to bet on the women's tournament this year than in previous years.
Yeah.
One of the other reasons is more states have legalized online sports wagering, except Missouri, allowing more bettors to join the fray. And more residents in states that already have legalized sports are now placing bets. Said Foreman, who is the vice president of the American Gaming Association, do you think you have to be addicted to gambling to be the vice president of the American Gaming Association?
No.
Hopefully you've sworn off of it.
It wasn't that long ago. This is a quote. It wasn't that long ago where if you wanted to place a bet, you either had to go to the casino sportsbook in Nevada or you had to participate in more casual betting among friends.
Yeah, or an illegal bookie in California.
He went on to say that.
If you play for the Dodgers.
You had you had illegal sports bets.
For 4.5 milli.
Sorry.
I'll be very interested to see that story play out. And I pray to God because I love watching Ohtani play baseball. And I just love baseball, period. But please, please, please tell me he's not caught up in this scandal. Please. Online sports betting is now legal in 38 states and Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, six states, Alabama, Georgia, Hawaii, Minnesota, Missouri, and Oklahoma, do have legislation pending that would legalize online sports betting.
Do you know who doesn't? Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
The gambling mecca of the world next to Vegas doesn't have it.
They're not even
considering. Do you know why?
What?
The casino lobbies are saying absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
People have to physically come in here to bet on sports. Well, so when I go down to see mom and dad, I can't place a bet on the Chiefs or the.
You can't do it online.
I can't do it on my phone.
You have to go to a physical.
And your phone knows. You have to drive to a physical casino to bet on sports.
That's the big hang-up I've heard in Missouri is the casinos want it in-house.
But I would never drive 50 miles. I mean, it's a long way from my house to go all the way up north to the casinos or Hollywood.
How badly you want to scratch that itch?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, in Mississippi, it's all kind of right there. Like, 100 casinos right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not like that here. They're all super far away from most people. And so I would never get in my car and drive to place a sports bet over there anyway.
Well, I live in Western Zone here.
Yeah.
We have Hollywood Casino right next to us. I mean, I could just drive 5 minutes.
You could, but I don't live next to a casino. And so to me, it's like, okay. I don't know. I don't get it.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we get back. The Royals chairman and CEO, John Sherman, will be joining us here on Dana and Parks. If you have a question, by the way, text it in. Feel free to do that at 586-7798, 586-7798. He's probably as sick of this song as we are, but it doesn't matter. It's about baseball. Joining us on the KMBZ hotline is John Sherman, Royals chairman and CEO. Early voting has already started, but the big vote, of course, is on April 2nd for a 3/8-cent sales tax extension that would renovate Arrowhead Stadium and build a new Kauffman Stadium in the Crossroads District of Kansas City. And John Sherman joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Mr. Sherman, welcome. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you for having me. And by the way, I never get sick of that song.
Hey, before we get started talking about the tax extension, et cetera, true or false, your wife of 40 years, you guys had your first date at a Royals game. True or false?
Yeah, I don't know how that got out. That's true.
Aw.
Oh, that's sweet.
Hey, so we know, Mr. Sherman.
Somebody asked me, we were playing the Yankees. Somebody asked me who won the game. And to tell the truth, I couldn't remember, but we've been married 43 years, so I guess I won the day. So we'll leave it at that.
Good for you.
One of the first questions I have, Mr. Sherman, is for those, if there's anyone out there that is undecided, I guess, what is your message at this point, at this juncture and this late in the game? What is your main message to anyone out there who still hasn't decided how to vote on this thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, on one hand, Dana, this is a simple extension of an existing tax. It's a better deal for the taxpayers. Keeps the teams here. You know, a lot of private capital be invested, $1.3 billion in private capital. Big economic boost for the region. But, you know, really it's about sustaining ourselves, our status as a major league city. We can talk about those numbers. We can talk about the economic impact. But at the end of the day, this is our hometown. And there's a lot of great things going on in Kansas City. And this is, I view this as a generational opportunity, really, to kind of build on our existing momentum. That kind of sums it up for me.
There was, obviously, as you're well aware, conversations about the team maybe wanting to build the stadium in North Kansas City and then in the East Bottoms. How did you settle on the Crossroads District?
You know, at the end of the day, you know, I always thought that would be the coolest place to put the stadium. If you think about right in the heart of the city, taking advantage of the existing kind of vibrancy and growth downtown with power and light just to the north, the dynamism of the Crossroads. There was some complexity about the land assemblage, but, you know, because this process took longer than we had hoped, you know, there were some people with some creative ideas that came forward, and we could see this as an opportunity. You know, it connects downtown, as I mentioned, you know, downtown to the Crossroads, to 18th and Vine, to Hospital Hill, and really just gives us the opportunity. You know, downtown baseball, you know, we've been out there for 52 years at Truman Sports Complex. When that was put together, that was an innovative and visionary project. Lamar Hunt and Ewing Kauffman, it was two side-by-side single sports venues. At the time, they were still building buildings to multiple sports. And I don't think there's been I think the Raiders were the last football team to play in a baseball stadium in Oakland. But, you know, but Lamar had that vision, really. And then, but, you know, now if you think about it, for the Chiefs, this is they've got that big, you know, less games, but those are big events and that tailgate environment and the things they can do out there. But baseball, you know, my favorite parks are, you know, my father was born and raised in Brooklyn. He talks about Ebbets Field, one of the great old neighborhood ballparks. My two favorite stadiums, there's lots of them I love, but Wrigley and Fenway are probably my favorite. And I just think that location creates a unique opportunity to really have a neighborhood ballpark. And we certainly hope we can do it in a way that, a year after we're done, it'll look like and it will feel like we've been there forever.
Well, we've talked about it on the program. People didn't want the airport either until they saw it. And now everyone loves the airport. The Royals CBA totals $140 million, which the team says is the largest across the MLB to date. We have had listeners ask Mr. Sherman, is that CBA binding? You know, we've had listeners ask about details of the CBA, but talk a little bit about just the community extension of benefits that are promised here.
Yeah, the CBA will be binding when it's in its final form. I mean, they're still just in this process. It has to get approved by the legislature, but legislators were in the room as that was negotiated, will certainly be binding. And the teams will work together with the county to make sure that we deliver on our promises, and we're willing to be held accountable for that. But it is real, and you know, when you think about a project like this, I actually spoke in an event last night. It was labor, and you know, for them, it's all about jobs, and not just about the jobs for people that have well-paying jobs today, but you know, these are big, big projects, and we have an opportunity to create opportunities for people that may not have access to them today. We're going to have apprentice programs and hiring halls and not just specific jobs, but business building capacity. And our minority and women-owned business commitments here are going to be at the highest in all of sports, and that can be a we're serious about that. And that's, you know, when you think about, look, we're humble about asking for this extension of the tax. I feel strongly that this is a good partnership we've had with Jackson County. I feel strongly about it continuing. I think it's important that these franchises, particularly in small markets, are tied to the community and have long-term leases, and you know, we're willing to commit a long time. But this should create jobs, create opportunities for people, not just individually. And there are other things on that we're certainly focused on: education, housing, things around the transportation, childcare, healthcare, things. And some of that around the project itself during the construction period, but certainly going forward as well. Assurances for low-wage workers, opportunities to give people in certain zip codes the opportunity to apply for these jobs as well.
We're speaking
in the construction period and going forward.
Sorry to interrupt. I beg your pardon. We're speaking with John Sherman, the Royals chairman and CEO. Very quickly, we're a little bit short on time, but I think Dana and I, and I think I speak for the show, we want to keep the Chiefs in Kansas City. We want to keep the Royals in Kansas City. But if, God forbid, this extension doesn't pass, is there a plan B?
You know, here's how I would answer that question. You know, this is my hometown. I feel I take the legacy of Ewing Kauffman. I'm not sure everybody today knows all that he did to make sure that the Royals are here. There were times along the way that could have been subject to contraction. I mean, if you know the story, he couldn't find a local buyer. He donated the team to the Community Foundation, which wasn't good for the team. A Major League Baseball franchise shouldn't be run by a nonprofit, but it kept the team here. And if you think about, since we did the last tax, We've hosted an All-Star game, two World Series, five AFC Championship games, the draft, Taylor Swift and Beyonce concerts, the World Cup. I mean, these are things that would not happen if we're not for these teams and not for this Truman Sports Complex. So I feel like we're going to be successful in this campaign. My head is down in that direction. We're going to try to get this thing across the finish line April 2nd. If there's another result, we'll look at our options. But our objective is to stay in Kansas City and Jackson County.
Hey, thank you so much for your time. I want to let everyone know if you still have questions. I know, Mr. Sherman, you will be at the Johnny's Tavern Power and Light location next Wednesday at 5 o'clock. That's already out there on Twitter, my friend.
It's out there.
and I know people have questions, and I know that you have the answers to provide. So just wanted to let our listeners know.
I'm happy to make myself available. Certainly want to be, and not just to talk to folks out there, but I want to hear from them as well. And, what's important to them as we kind of head toward the finish line.
And Mr. Sherman, you mentioned the Taylor Swift concert last year. That changed the trajectory of Kansas City, as everyone knows.
Yeah, I hate to say, I don't want to, if it weren't for Lamar Hunt or Ewing Kauffman doing this, Taylor wouldn't know Travis. I mean, it's just...
and that's all that matters.
There wouldn't have been a concert. I mean, there's a lot of things here that I think you can count on that one.
Well said.
All right, Royals Chairman and CEO John Sherman, do appreciate your time. Thank you for it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, be well. That is John Sherman, the Royals Chairman and CEO here on Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm not saying we're bringing this back as a topic, but I would be remiss if I did not at least point out, since we've been on the air, the public relations disaster that has exploded around the Kate Middleton announcement today. And here's why.
That she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy.
That breaking news alert from ABC News happened right before you and I came on the air.
Correct.
Okay. We get in here. At 2 o'clock, we talked about it. Mm-hmm. We talked about the diagnosis. We talked about she's doing chemotherapy. You know, she's a mom. Does she deserve privacy? All of those things. Since we have been on the air, if you go to Twitter or other social media sites, people are furious at the way this has been handled. For a couple of reasons. Number one, the palace lied in the beginning.
Said she didn't have cancer.
Said she didn't have cancer when she does. Number two, they then tried to blame her for the photoshopped photo a couple days ago, which clearly was taken a long time ago.
Well, the trees have leaves on them in the background.
Correct. And number three, and it didn't even occur to me how bad this looks, the optics of making her sit there alone and make the announcement.
Great point.
She is seated on a bench by herself. Let me just read some of the criticism. Kensington Palace has fumbled this. Kate deserves privacy as she navigates her health. For them to be dropping doctored photos and videos poured gas on the fire unnecessarily. Fumbled. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. This is so heartbreaking. It makes it even more insane that the palace blamed her for photoshopping and made her sit alone to make the announcement.
Yeah, where was Prince William? Why wasn't he seated with her?
Somebody said, and I do believe they're in love and all of those things, wouldn't you demand to be seated with your spouse for this announcement? Demand.
That's a fair point. Or why even do a, I don't fault them for doing a videotaped comment, but why not just put out a press release saying that the princess has been diagnosed with cancer? She's requesting privacy. She is the mother of three young children. We hope you can respect that. But she has cancer and she's undergoing chemotherapy. End of story.
That's it. There's a moment in her video where she actually says, with William by my side, and she's sitting there alone. I know he's busy.
No, they're not. These are the most pampered.
People are screaming, why is she there alone? Where is her husband? What husband would do that?
They have no job. Their only job is to attract tourists. Let's be honest about what they are. They're a tourist attraction. There's a reason when we were in London last year that my daughters and I, well, I did, they didn't, paid money to get on a bus and drive an hour and a half away to go see Windsor Castle. Because they are a tourist attraction. That's all they are. Now, I feel sorry for her, and I have sympathy for her.
Oh, of course.
And I pray for nothing but a speedy and quick recovery. But the palace, and this is not the first time, they're terrible. I mean, whoever runs their PR should have been fired about 30 years ago.
Well, yes.
I mean, it is the most horrible public relations arm that I've ever seen in an organization. They are, just be honest, be transparent, tell the truth. Tell the damn truth.
One viewer wrote, it's almost impossible to view this brave solo performance by Kate without crying yourself. Sitting pale, rather drawn, but still elegant and quite beautiful. She's in a casual jumper to relay her anything but casual message. And then here's another one. What husband would ever want to see his wife recording a message like that sitting alone, especially one who then has to ask for privacy to be allowed to heal? The fact that Kate has done this suggests strength and willpower for the future queen.
Yeah. So here come the texts, and this is why I don't even want to get into this other than answer a couple of your texts very quickly, and then we're moving on, because there's just no win-win here. Leave her alone. I'm not the one that put out a video. She did. She is the one who put out a video. Why is it anybody's business she has cancer? Because she is one of the most high-profile people in all of England, and she is on the public dole.
She's on the payroll.
The royals are philanthropists. With whose money?
Taxpayers.
That's right. It's easy to give away other people's money. They are not philanthropists. Every dime that they make comes from British taxpayers. It's really easy to be a philanthropist when other people give you the money. Give me a break.
You know, one of the people saying leave her alone, and it was last night, Jimmy Kimmel.
Well,
leave Kate Middleton alone. Why do we have to know where she is? It's not like she's the bus driver. He joked on his late night show. But I will go back to the PR statement that I made and the bungling of this from the beginning. The fervor would not have reached this pitch had they just in the beginning said she has had a surgery. She is recovering. It was cancerous. She's going to be fine. Instead, she disappears. And now conspiracy theorists are saying she's dead or she's... It's like Elvis. It's literally gone mad.
Well, and
then they're like, let's throw together a video.
What was she hiding from?
I don't think it was her hiding, Sam. I think they are so tightly controlled by the public relations machine through the palace. I don't think they get to do anything that they want to do.
But say a week after the surgery, they post a video. Hi, I'm Kate Middleton, or whatever the heck she sounds like. And I am recovering from my surgery, so you won't see me for a while. They didn't have to mention the checking for cancer part of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And quite frankly, she didn't have to say anything. I'm not the one who recorded the video, texters. She did.
I mean, ABC News broke into programming when this was announced at, what was it, 1:40?
It was about 1:20.
20-something. Yeah, we were out there watching basketball. And excuse me, stations, we have breaking news.
They were doing status reports. Status reports are typically observed or reserved for
big time,
large
big
breaking
things. Yeah, for sure.
National
news. No doubt about it.
Anyway, that's it. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm done talking.
They are skewering the palace over this, as they should.
Listen, with respect to the royals, and you know, and this will be the last thing I'm going to say about this. They are leeches of taxpayer money. They really are. And if that makes me a jerk for saying that, then fine, I'm a jerk. They don't do anything.
Well, they cut ribbons. They cut a lot of ribbons.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are reacting to the news.
Okay.
I'm moving on.
We're moving on.
I'm done. I'm done. They're not the king, queen, prince, princess of this country. I'm moving on.
Our trust has been broken.
When we get back, ooh, new documentary coming out that I think will be a run, do not walk. What happened to Simon and Garfunkel? Because Simon is now talking about Garfunkel.
Most people are saying, I know who Paul Simon is.
Oh.
Who's Garfunkel?
Like a bridge over troubled water, people. The documentary's coming. We'll tell you when. Straight ahead on Dan and Parks. It's not one of my favorite Simon and Garfunkel songs.
I love this song.
It's okay. You know why? Because I can't listen to this song without thinking of the Sweeney Sisters on Saturday Night Live. Remember where he was the guest star?
Yes.
You not only gave us your life, you gave us your love! I start screaming this song at him. So Paul Simon is detailing broken friendship with Art Garfunkel in new documentary with this quote, "We had an uneven partnership." Paul Simon is explaining what went wrong with Simon and Garfunkel. This is from People Magazine. In part one of the new documentary, In Restless Dreams, The Music of Paul Simon, which premiered Sunday, the 82-year-old singer details the events that led to the breakup of the hit-making duo in 1970. "We were really best friends," he says, "up until Bridge Over Troubled Water." Simon said about his former bandmate and friend since elementary school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Art Garfunkel, who was also 82. "Afterwards, it didn't have the harmony of the friendship. That was broken." So after wrapping the score for the 1967 film The Graduate, Garfunkel was given the opportunity to appear in a movie. And that was the catalyst for the rift, he said. He said, "Yeah, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to do some movies for 6 months, and then I'll come back, and you'll have some songs written, and then we'll do an album." Quoting here from Paul Simon, and I thought, yeah, actually, no, that's not going to happen. I am not going to do that. He said from then on, the duo had a, quote, uneven partnership, even before the creation of their fifth and final studio album. "I was writing all of the songs, basically running all of the sessions. I would say, this is how it goes. This is the guitar part. You should be playing that on drums." And he'd just go, "Yeah, that's good. Let's do that." It was an uneven balance of power.
Well, in fairness to Art Garfunkel, he's the one singing lead on that song. That's not Paul Simon.
Aren't all the other songs, Paul?
Well, I'm looking up some of their bigger hits to see if that's
true. When I
true.
Think of Simon and Garfunkel, I think of Paul Simon.
Well, when you think of their biggest hit, Bridge Over Troubled Water, which I think most people would agree is their biggest hit.
Oh, no, I don't at all.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Mrs. Robinson.
But that's Art Garfunkel singing. Now, Mrs. Robinson, I believe, is...
Or Cecilia, or...
I'm looking up Cecilia right now to see who sings lead on that.
Sound of Silence is actually their most streamed song.
I love Sound of Silence. And you know Paul Simon performed that solo, just Paul Simon and his guitar, on the 10th anniversary of 9/11 down in the shadow of those towers. It is one of the most powerful performances I have ever seen.
Bridge Over Troubled Water, according to streaming numbers, doesn't come in until 5th.
Where's the Boxer? Because that's my favorite
4th.
Song. Boxer's 4th.
Cecilia's 3rd.
Oh, Mrs. can we hear
Robinson.
Some Boxer, please?
That's God, a great song. That's a great song.
And then America is my other favorite song. They're all my favorites. But I always think they're all Paul. And I saw him, I told you this, Scott, at Starlight 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I don't even remember.
You saw Paul Simon.
I saw Paul
Obviously
Simon.
Obviously not with Garfunkel.
And nor would I have wanted him there. I wanted Paul there. Mm-hmm. And it was Paul and like a stool that he was sitting on. And... you know, because he was like 70-something then. It is one of the best shows I have ever
really
seen. He did Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. He did...
Oh, that's a great song.
Oh, God, there's one huge one we're forgetting. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
I'm trying to figure out who sings Cecilia, and there's...
It's absolutely nothing. Paul.
Yeah, it's got to be, now that I'm playing it in my head.
Anyway.
Okay.
What one are we forgetting? There's a big one. Oh, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
No, that's a Paul Simon solo song.
See? They're all Paul.
He did write them all, so he got all the money for the songs.
Yeah, it sounds like their egos got too big.
Yeah.
And you should never go into business with your best friend.
Amen to that.
Why can't I think of the name of my favorite song?
Sam, read out their top five on Spotify.
We've got...
Mrs. Robinson has to be in there.
Well, yeah, I just did read it off.
Oh, you read all five?
Oh, yeah, God.
Five.
We're forgetting Homeward Bound. We're forgetting...
That's number six.
Yep. That's a great one.
What's the one? Toss Me a Cigarette. I think there's one in my raincoat. That's America. Toss me a cigarette.
All right, read them again, because I was too busy trying to figure out who sang Cecilia like a moron.
Number five, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Okay.
Number four, The Boxer.
Yeah.
Number three, Cecilia.
Okay.
Mrs. Robinson at two, and The Sound of Silence at number one.
So good.
Which, by the way, Disturbed did better.
Oh, so much better.
No.
Which is a hot take among the rock world.
No, you're wrong. Oh, I love this song.
Ladies and gentlemen, the airing of the grievances is coming up here in just a moment. We like to call that Festivus Friday. So get in early. The telephone number, this is probably the easiest time to get in because we just cleared every single line.
Oh, from the text line, you can call me Al. Sorry.
Thank you.
You can call me Al's a Paul Simon solo hit. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. The airing of the grievances. Festivus Friday when we return here on Dana and Parks. We'll see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.